And finally, it's time for our gene of the month, and this time it's Musashi. First discovered in fruit flies in 1994 by a Japanese researcher, Makoto Nakamura, while working in Baltimore in the US, Musashi is named after the 17th century samurai warrior Musashi Miyamoto, who devised a fighting style of wielding two swords at the same time rather than just one. Rather than waving swords around, fruit flies with a faulty version of the Musashi gene have double rather than single bristles popping out all over their bodies. It's now known that Musashi binds to certain RNAs. These are the molecular messages produced from active genes, and it affects how they're processed and read by cells to make proteins. It seems to have a particular role in ensuring that stem cells in the nervous system maintain their stem cell-like abilities. This explains the double bristle effect. Fly bristles are made up from four cells. Two are nerve cells, while the socket and bristle shaft are not. Without Musashi, though, there's nothing to stop one of the nerve cells becoming a bristle shaft, too. There are a few mammalian versions of Musashi, which also seem to be involved in maintaining nerve stem cells and other stem cells around the body. Intriguingly, they get reactivated in some brain tumours and other cancer types, suggesting they might be causing cells to forget what they're meant to be doing and revert back to more stem-like behaviours. That's all for now. Thanks to Louise Walker at the Alzheimer's Society for her help with this episode. I'll be back next month with all the latest news from the world of genetics. Until then, if you've got any questions or feedback, just email me, genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is available on iTunes and online at thenakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll be back next time for another peek inside your genes.